Om Shri Sai Ram. Om Sai Rakshak Sharanam Deva. My dear Sai devotees, Anand Bharatiji from New Delhi has shared his experience of Sai Lila with us. Voice support is from me, Sunanda. Please listen. Om Sai Ram. First of all, I bow my head toward Lord Shri Sai. I feel that I have countless Amrit blessings of Sai. Otherwise, it is not possible to experience such beautiful Leelas. Sai Leelas are amazing and unbelievable. It's also impossible for a normal human being like me to explain them. Unless we have his blessings, we won't get a chance to spread his Leelas. Once we start talking or writing about his Leelas, it's never ending and there is no chance of keeping a period for it or a time frame for it. His Leelas are like that, they keep on rolling down. I feel due to my past good deeds, I got this opportunity to share my Sai Leela experience with all Sai Bandhus. In August 2007, I got a chance to go to Shirdi along with my officer Prakash Agarwal and his wife Utpal Agarwalji. I have visited Shirdi so many times and every time Sai blessed with a beautiful experience. Sai is there forever. That's why his Leelas are taking place all the time before and after Samadhi too. It was around 11:45 p.m. at night in the Dwaraka Mai. I experienced this sweet Leela myself and other three persons were present in Dwaraka Mai also. Dwaraka Mai environment was so pleasant and I started doing Sai Naam Jap and the remaining three were reading Sri Sai Satcharitra. After doing my Naam Jap for 5 minutes, I started hearing some sweet, sweet sounds. I thought maybe some other people there present in the Dwaraka Mai were also doing Sai Naam Jap. I kept on hearing those sweet sounds and I felt that someone was pouring honey in my ears. That was the kind of pleasantness I was feeling inside my ears. After some time, my feeling grew as though I had landed into heaven. My whole heart was filled with sweet experience which made me feel very, very light. It was such a blissful experience filled with aromatic flavor. I am not getting words to explain that sweet experience and how it makes me feel. After experiencing this Leela, this feeling, for a few minutes, I could not control myself anymore and opened my eyes and looked around. I could not find anyone doing any Sai Naam Jap there. All of them were so much involved in reading Sri Sai Satcharitra. I went out and checked around and could not find anyone outside also. I came back again and sat on the lap of Dwaraka Mai and to my surprise, I started hearing the sounds even more loudly. I started noticing that the sounds were coming from inside of me. I heard from one of my friends saying that we will hear some different kinds of sounds once our Atma and Paramatma become one. I caught hold of that sound and the reason for it. I came to understand why our loving Deva always asks us to do Naam Jap. Without his blessings, I cannot experience such wonderful Leela, that too on the lap of Dwaraka Mai. How sweet our Sai is. I uttered his name few minutes with devotion and love. That's it. He gifted me back with lots of love which I can never forget. I did not tell you what sounds I have heard, right? I heard as, Mujhe sada jeevit hi jano, anubhav karo, satya ko pehchano, Dwaraka Mai me. These were the words this Sai Bandhu heard and the translation of this is, I am always alive, understand this, feel my presence in Dwaraka Mai, understand this truth in Dwaraka Mai. I request you all Sai Bhaktas to do more Naam Jap and get soaked in his sweet nectar and carry back the peaceful and blissful feelings or jewels of Baba's blessings, which is very important. And the primary one is this human journey. Sri Sachidananda Sadguru Sainath Maharaj Ki Jai. For more audios in English, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Om Sai Ram.